I think it's absolutely necessary, and it's very disappointing that the government chose not to actually put in place such an option. We see at the moment, and it's particularly concerning at the moment with the very wet number of weeks we've had as we come towards harvest weather, there's increasing concern as to what that is going to hold, and indeed we're getting into a crisis situation unless the weather improves radically over the next number of days, and hopefully it does. Also, it's causing a lot of difficulties for cattle farmers, beef and suckler, with many having to house cattle in recent days. And that's a feature right across the country. Obviously, we've seen in recent weeks in Donegal the exceptional weather event in Inishowen, which was very unprecedented. But we've also seen in recent years, and particularly last autumn, a very bad harvest weather. And after that, then it took almost a year to actually get some necessary compensation for those who lost significant parts of their crops. Hopefully we don't arrive in that situation this year, but what is crucial is that there is actually a funding mechanism in place that if such events do happen, that there is a mechanism there to actually help deal with the massive impact that it can have on farm families and indeed then in the economy as a result of that.
What the Minister is effectively saying to you is if there are issues such as what happened in Inishowen last month, there are ways of getting schemes in place, and that's what the government is doing. He says effectively to amend the rural development plan now would be lengthy, cumbersome, and he seems to be suggesting wouldn't be worth it.
No, I think there is a significant underspend in the rural development programme, which I've consistently been raising with the government and which I think shouldn't be happening. But as a result of that, that does raise the option there now to put in place a fund to actually assist farmers in the event of them losing significant income where there is very bad weather conditions. We await to see the follow through in relation to the massive flooding damage in Inishowen, and that's very much a once off. We saw then last autumn, in relation to the loss of a lot of the grain harvest in Donegal and other parts of the country, the real difficulty whenever there's an adverse weather event in terms of actually getting some compensation from the government. And I think it's clear that going forward we do need to have a mechanism and a funding scheme in place. In Donegal and the other parts of the country right now, ground is in exceptionally difficult condition. Farmers are having to house animals, and indeed farmers have not been able to get to harvest their crops. Hopefully, we really do hope that that will change in the next few days, and that we can avoid another crisis like last year. But what is key, and particularly in our own county, for example, we see the importance of agriculture to our economy is very important. And where there is very bad adverse conditions, it is important that there is mechanisms in place to try and stabilise farm incomes, because that's important not only to farm families, but also to the economy in a county such as our own, which depends on agriculture to a significant extent.